From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abilie reporting. President Donald Trump is hosting NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House Wednesday, where the two men are expected to discuss Trump's commitment to the organization. After the meeting, Trump and Stoltenberg are scheduled to meet with reporters. While they will likely face more questions about Washington's commitment to NATO and Trump's insistence that other NATO countries shoulder more of the burden for defense spending. Ahead of the meeting, a senior White House official said on the condition of anonymity, Trump is 100% committed to NATO. This comes after Trump, as recently as January, called NATO obsolete, citing its inability to thwart several terrorist attacks. Still, the official said the president has made it very clear, repeatedly, that he is very committed to NATO. The United States and Russia agreed Wednesday to call for an international investigation of the deadly chemical weapons attack in Syria last week. The joint bid for the United Nations and weapons experts to investigate the sarin gas attack that killed more than 85 people came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and later with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Tillerson told reporters at a news conference that he told Putin the current state of U.S.-Russia relations is at a low point and that there is a low level of trust between our two countries. The Kremlin leader, speaking separately to an interviewer from a Russian state television, agreed that relations between Washington and Moscow have deteriorated this year. This is VOA News.